ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Ries. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus, Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Hei Amid Aleph, we're at the end of Perek Ben Soir Umayr. The Gemara brings a Maisa with Adam Echad Shenosan Einov B'Isha Achaz V'Hela Libaitina. He got sick to the point where the doctor said that he's going to die until he has beer with her. The Gemara is going to have a machloikis later. Is she a pnuya? Is she an eshes ish? Amru chachamim yomus valti baloi. Pashtus, that means there's a din of yaharug val yavar, and he's not allowed to be boil her. Then the doctor said tamadul fon of aruma. Again, yomus valtamadul fon of aruma. To sapra imay me'achoy ageda, all she has to do is talk to him from behind the mechitza. So the chachamim said yomus valoi to sapra imay me'achoy ageda. So in the pshat in the sugya over here, most Rishonim learn that this is a makor, this is the source of Abizrayu, the Gili Arayis, has a din of Gili Arayis. That means anything that's tuffle to Gili Arayis also has a din of Gili Arayis. So therefore, even though the Etzem Bia is going to be Gili Arayis, but Tamad Lufon of Aruma and Tesapra Imei Me'achoyer Ageder is also a tuffle. It also goes under the umbrella of Gili Arayis, and therefore there's a din of Yaharg Val Yavar. The Aruch HaNer has a very original pshat in the Gemara over here, and he says this Gemara would be no raya whatsoever. He says if you look at the doctors over here that are paskening over here what this person needs for his refuah, their whole integrity comes under suspicion. Because first they said the only thing that he could do is he has to be baller. Ein le takonat shadi ball. So the Chacham said, no, we can't allow that. Then they said, you know what, Tamad Lufon of Ruma. Then they changed their mind again to Tesapra Imay Achayri Ageder. So he said, the Chachamim did not want to be soymuch on these doctors because they were already huchsuku l'shaker. We see already that their diagnosis is not accurate. Because originally they said that he needs to have bia, and now they said, no, maybe this is enough. No, maybe this is enough. So it comes out that since they're huchsak sheker, that's why we don't trust them. According to the Aruch HaNer, we're going to come out with a huge chiddush over here. That if originally the doctors had said, you know what, here's our diagnosis, Tamad Lafon of Aruma, and that'll do the trick, then the Chachamim would have allowed, they would have acquiesced. It's just because they originally said, Ein lo takon achiti baloi, and when the Chachamim said no, then they changed their mind, so we don't trust their diagnosis altogether. That's the chiddush in the Aruch HaNer in Pshat Megemara.
So as far as the Etzem Gemara goes, we have a raya that the Rishonim, the Mukhi Yosef, the Ran, the Balamar, they all bring a raya from over here that by Gimel Averis is Yehorog Val Yavar, not only on the actual Averu, but even on things that come out that are Abizrayu of the Averis. So the Shach in Yoridei, Simin Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Kot Yud, says that we have a raya over here to the Shitas HaRambam and Akasha on the Ramban. The Machloikis Rambam in Ramban is in the Lav of Leisikrivu Legalis Erva. Besides the actual fact that you're not going to live with an Erva, it says a Lav of Leisikrivu Legalis Erva. So the Shita of the Rambam is any type of Kreva between you and an Erva is an Isser Deiraisa. That means any kind of negia, any kind of chibuk, any type of kirva between you and Erva is an Issa Deraisa. The Ramban says it's only an Issa Drabonah. So the Shach says like this, Bishlama, if you hold like the Rambam that it's an Issa Deraisa, so even though it's not Gila Arayis Mamish, it doesn't have Mises Bezdin, but it's at least part of the Aveir of Gila Arayis, so it's Abizrayis, so it's part of the din of Yehor Gval Yavar. But according to the Ramban, it's not even Gili Arayis Deraisa. It's just the Rabbanon Dika Harchoka that the Rabbanon made. In that case, how could there be a din of Yehor Gval Yavar? Zokhtashach, so it's a raya to the Rambam Makash on the Ramban. But the Be'etzem, really, we have to ask the Kasha even on the Rambam. Because even if you're going to say, like the Rambam, that Talmud Lefon of Aruma is an Abizrai of Gili Arayis, but what are you going to say by Tisaper Imoy Achayri Ageda? She's talking to him Achayri Ageda. That's for sure not a Deraisa. So the Pnei Yeshua in the Chuvas Chelik Besim in Mem Dalit says, anyway, according to the Rambam, you have a Rai that it's an Issan Drabon and is also Yahar Gval Yavar. So if that's true, what's the whole Rai from the Shach against the Ramban? Even like the Rambam, you have to say that Issan Drabon goes into the din of Yahar Gval Yavar. So I think what we have to understand in the Shach is as follows. According to the Rambam, that the Deraisa Dikadin of Gili Arayis includes not only Bia, it includes any type of Kirva. So then one could understand that when the Rabbanan went ahead and said that any type of intimacy between two people that are Erva goes into the klal of Gili Arayis. So we understand that that goes into the umbrella called Abizrayu and will be included in the din of Abizrayu de Gili Arayis. But according to the Ramban, that the only thing that there is Mideraisa is actual Bia. So the whole idea of any type of Kirva is only a Drabon and Dikadin. So it's very, very hard to understand that that should have a din of Gili Arayis. So that was the Shach's Raya to the Rambam and his against the Ramban. But one has to understand what's Takab Shat that the Rabbanon have a koyach to make a din of Yahar Gval Yavar. What do we understand? How do we understand that? So we understand it simply that when the Rabbanon, the din of Loisos, so whenever the Mibal Torah gave the jurisdiction to Rabbanon to make Tarkonis and make Xeris, so when the Rabbanon made a Xera, they didn't. Now you read the reason why you have to listen to Rabbanon. It's not just Stam Xeris Chachomim, Loisoser. You have to listen to the Chachomim because the Chachomim have the ability to take their Isser and put it into the Din Deraisa. So now the Din Deraisa of Gili Arayis, it goes in under the umbrella of Gili Arayis. That's the way you would simply learn. I found it unbelievable. You did it from Shimon Shkop. In the Shara Yosher, in the Mafteach L'Shorim, Shar Dalet Perik Yud Gimel, he wants to learn that by Gzeiris Chachamim, the Torah was so machmer on Gzeiris Chachamim, that the Chai Behem, the Heter of Pikuach Nefesh, does not apply by Gzeiris Chachamim. His Lashon is, the Lav of Leisoser, Einoi Nitche B'Shum Ponim Valzeh Loi Nemer V'Chai Behem, De'i Efshe B'Li'oi Ra'as Chachamim, so I can't. It's hard to understand what Rav Shimon is saying. It sounds like any din drabanon there would be din of Yahar Gval Yavar, which is kiman impossible to believe. So maybe he just means to say that that's why when it comes to Gilei Arayis. But it's a tremendous idea anyway from Rav Shimon Shkop. Now just to continue on the idea of Abizrayu, the Shari Tshuva. In Shar Gimel, Kuflam and Zayin, Kuflam and Ches, Kuflam and Tes, he discusses the Chaymer of the Aveiru of Gimel, of the Gimel Aveiris, and he said even a Tzad Kal, there's a din of Yahar Gal Yavar, and he discusses all Gimel Aveiris. So Gili Arayis, he brings our Gemara, that's called Avak Gili Arayis. But what about Avodah Zara? So by Avodah Zara, we have a Gemara in Psochim, Bakol Misrapim, Mecholi Sheyesh Peisakonis the Foshes, Chutz me atzi asherah. That if the doctors say, bring eitzim of asherah, which is a tree of avodah zarah, and that's going to be his refuah, the halacha is yomus v'al yisrapi bem. He can't take these leaves. Now, the question is, what is the isra already of being nene, of benefiting from atzi asherah? It's only a lav at most, l'yidbak biyotcho. So what do I see? I see there's a loch of yahar gval yavar, and even by Abizrayot Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yoin is Lashon Lufishu Kimechazik Yidei Oivdei Asherah. Pen Yoin Uloy Asherah Hitzilosoi. That's the gather of Avak. Through the Avak, you're going to end up being Oivin Avodah Zarah Mamish. Now, this is dependent on how you learn Yana Gemara. Tosis and the Rosh learn that Gemara. The Ram brings the Raya for the Gemara Psochim that Abizrael Avodah Zarah Zihar Gval Yavar. Tosis and Rosh learn that Gemara that it's only if a min, the Koimer min, says that the special powers of the Asherah is going to heal you. So there, your mamish being nimshach, achra avodah zara mamish, there this, you're not allowed to be misrapa. But let's say you did refuah happens to be atzi Asherah, there is no problem of being misrapa. So they do not hold that there would be a din of yahar val yavar in a tzir of atzi Asherah where it's not coming from a min that's telling you specially. What about by Ritzicha? So by Ritzicha, Rabbi Yoin is very interesting. He said, Avak Ritzicha, what's called Abizrayu of Shvichas Domim Halbonas Ponim. Malva Pnechavei Barabim, the color goes out of the face, it turns white. That's comparable to Ritzicha. And he brings the Gemara, the famous Gemara, in Ksubis, Lo'ilum Yapul Odom Atzmei L'Kivshon Eish Al-Yavu Pnechavei Barabim, which we learn from Tamar. And since there's a halacha of Yehorek Val-Yavur, even by Avak Ritzicha. So we see from Rabbeinu Yoina, Chiddush, Taisus in Saita, Claire's Shaila, is there a din of Yehorek Val Yavor by Albonus Pnei Chavera? Now Taisus does not clear the Shaila, is it Al Abizrayu of Ritzicha? Taisus just seems to clear because the Gemara says, La'olam Yapul Odom Atzmu L'Kivshon Eish Al Yavor Pnei Chavera Barabim. So Taisus means to say, maybe the Albonus Ponim on its own is something that's mechayiv you to kill yourself and not to save yourself at the expense of somebody else's albonus panim. Rabbeinu Yoina is learning that it's machmas ta'avakar v'tzicha, and this can have ramifications on machloikas toises, even according to toises, that if there will be arug bal yavar, it'll be a different din than it'll be according to Rabbeinu Yoina. Now, having said that, the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Ayin Vav, the Minchas Chinuch says that by Ritzicha, it's simple to him that even when you don't have the Aveira of Ritzicha mamish, let's say a grum of Ritzicha, let's say somebody, a guy tells you either tie this person up and put him out, let's say in where a train is going to run him over eventually, so of course there's going to be a din of Yahar Gval Yavar. So the Minchas Chinuch says, what's my reasoning? My reasoning is very simple. Why is there a din of Yahar Gval Yavar by Ritzicha? Because the Gemara says, a svarahu, my chazes the domuch didoch, the doch sumuch tvei, dilma domuch the chavri sumuch tvei. Who says your blood is any redder than your chavri's blood? So therefore, you have to go ahead and give, and you can't save your life by taking somebody else's life. So what's the difference if you're saving your life by being goyrim, by being the cause of somebody else to die, or by doing it directly? The svar of my chazus applies, and therefore, in that case, even if it's abizrayim, means even if you don't get the aveira of ritzicha mamish, there's for sure going to be a din of yeharg val yavar by ritzicha. To the point where the Minchas Chinuch says that by Gili Arayis, since Gili Arayis, the Yalfusa, that we know Yahar Gval Yavar by Gili Arayis, we learn from Ritzicha, from Shvichas Domim, because it's Hekish, like the Gemara says. And therefore, the Svara is that if Abizrayu de Ritzicha is going to be Chayiv Yahar Gval Yavar, that's the Svara in the Rishonim, that Abizrayu de Gili Arayis is also going to be Chayiv Yahar Gval Yavar. So now what we have to do is we have to answer the Rishonim. We have Tosis and the Rosh, the Mishnah Melech is Medayik. The Rambam does not bring anywhere the din of Abizrayu. So if you hold that there is no din by Gili Arayis of Abizrayu or by Avodah Zarah of Abizrayu, so how do you learn Pshat in this Gemara? Why should there be a din of Yahar Gval Yavar on Tamid Lefon of Aruma or on Tesapra Imei Achayu Agedah if there's no din of Yahar Gval Yavar as caused by Abizrayu? Now, one possibility which some Mepharshim will learn is that just like the Gemara says later by Pnuya, the Gemara says, if it's a Pnuya, so where's the din of Yahar Gval Yavar altogether? So the Gemara says, two pshatim. Either Rav Papa Omer Mishum Bekat Mishpoch, or Rav Acher Brei Davika Omer Kadesh Lo Yeh Benois Yisrael Prutzes Barayis. So there's a possibility over here to learn that the Gemara understood. If we're talking about an Eishes Ish, So I understand that there's going to be a din of Yahar Val Yavar, not Me'ikar a din of Yahar Val Yavar, but because of the Gatayim that we're going to say later in the Gemara, because Kishkadesh Lo Yibbenois Yisrael Perutzis Barayis, or because of Pekam Mishpacha. But when it comes to Pnuya, the Lashna Gemara is, my kule hai by a Pnuya, are you going to be so machmer? So the Gemara answers yes. But then it comes out that you can't learn anything in this Gemara. But the Baal Amor, who learns in this Gemara that Abizrayu is talking to be Gimel Arai, Gimel Averis Chamuris, so Baal Amor, he says that don't tell me this pshat that we just said, because the Gemara only comes on to these taimim if we hold it's talking about a Pnuya, but if we hold it's talking about an Eishes Ish, the Gemara, it seems, is okay with it. So the Baal Amor says, must be that we have a Rai over here that Abizrayu, there's Gimel Averis. So what we have to do now is we have to say a teretz on those Rishonim that hold that Abizrayu, there's no din. How did they learn this Gemara? So we have a few possibilities over here. The first possibility, we said before, was the Aruch Haner, that the Aruch Haner learns that over here, the doctors are Huchsuk Shakranim, the doctors are Huchsuk Shakranim, we don't listen to them altogether. That's one possibility in Pshat Nesugya. Another possibility over here, the Tosis Yom Kippurim in Yuma, that the last piece on Daf Pei Beis Amin Aleph, so the Tosis Yom Kippurim is very, very sharp. He brings the Ran's Raya from our Sugya, that Abizrayu, there's a din of Yahar Val Yavar. He says, Raya zu eini makir. I don't even recognize the Raya. Tashani hasan da choyli bo machmas ha'aveira. Ulefikach yomus v'layasa aveira. He says, well, let's understand what happened over here. What made this person sick? This person didn't just come down with an infection or some type of allergic reaction. This person, the Aveira is what made him sick. So now he wants to use his sickness to go ahead and we should allow him to do the Aveira. So we say to him, we're not going to allow a sickness that comes from an Aveira to be Doicha, any type of Issa whatsoever. That's what he says. He says, come out a tremendous chiddush that if, let's say, Goyim are going to go ahead and hold a gun to his head, and Goyim will say, listen, either look at this lady when she's Aruma, or we're going to kill you. So he says, of course, there's no din Yahar Val Yavar looking at a lady when she's Aruma. So of course, there's no din of Yahar Val Yavar. This Gemara, he made himself sick. The Aveir is what made himself sick. So therefore, we're not going to let him get away with it. That's the Tosis Yom Kippurim Svara. And I see the Chavis Yor says this Svara. The Argodel says this Svara. This seems to be a Svara that's pretty makubal. Rav Moshe, in the Tshuva Negris Moshe Simen Nun Vav, he says the same idea, but he gives it a little bit more Svara. He says, of course, it's much worse when a person is sick and he's using the Isser for a refuah, so then it's considered almost that he's doing willingly. And he brings a raya from the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor himself says that by Gimel Averis, we learned in the last sugya, there's a din of Yahar Val Yavar. The Gemara says that by Chilul Hashem, by Achashverish, Hanas Atzmei Shaini, if he's doing it for his own benefit, then there's no Chilul Hashem. Everyone realizes he's doing it for his own pleasure. He's not doing it to be Mavril Adas. So by the Rishonim, it's a big shmooze. Is there a halacha by Havanos Atzmon by Gimel Averis? Will Hanos Atzmon be matter by Gimel Averis? So the Baal Amor says, don't bring me a raya. I hold Hanos Atzmon will be true by Gimel Averis. That means if the guy is being ma'anis a yid to be oivir avodah zarah, to be gilui arayis for his own hana, not to be mavri the yid al adas, then there's no din of Yahar Val Yavar. It's a chiddush from the Baal Amor. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, what are you going to do with our Gemara? Now, Gemara, nobody wants to be Mavra Ladas. The person needs to be boiled this lady because he's sick and he's going to die otherwise. So that's Hanas Atzmon, no? So the Baal Amor says, no, that's not Hanas Atzmon. Over here, he's doing it because he wants to do it for his own refuah to heal himself. So therefore, that's not considered that's not like an oinus where the guy is doing it lahanos atzmon. Here he's doing it willingly. Now obviously he's not only doing it because he's sick, but since he's doing gimel aveiros and he's doing it willingly, so we will not let him do it, and there's no heter of hanos atzmon. So Zokra Moshe, you see over here, it's considered a shtikl rotzen.
And Rav Moshe gives a svar over here. Since the gather of Abizrayu, the Gilui Arayis, is because he is, it's a harbinger of actually doing the Etzem Bia. What's happening over here? The guy wants to do a Bia. Why will Tama Lafon of Aruma, what are the doctors saying? Tama Lafon of Aruma is going to satisfy him. Or talking to her, Achayri Agether, is going to satisfy him. Zokra Moshe, what does it mean it's going to satisfy him? It's only going to satisfy him because he's going to think to himself, oh, now I'm coming closer to getting my way and I'm going to actually be boiler. So by allowing him, if Tama Lafon of Aruma were bringing him closer to the Gilui Arayis, Mamish. In that case, we would not matter over here for you to do it. But in a case where a guy would force you, it's not because you brought yourself. It's your taiva that's causing you to do it. It's your taiva that made you sick. Then there won't be a din of your hargal yava. That's the chiddush from Moshe.
So the Gemara continues over here, and the Gemara says, "Laman damar pnu yahisa mai kulei hai." So we have a kasha over here. The Magia of the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Yontav, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, asks a kasha. The Shita of the Rambam is in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, that Bias Pnuya is also a lav min HaTorah. That means either Al Tzlisiya Kedesho, Al Techalas Bitchalaz Noisa, there's also a lav of being Boila Pnuya. And if there's a lav of being Boila Pnuya, and we go with the shitas that hold that Abizrayu is also going to be Gili Arayis. So why is the Gemara assuming for a fact that if she's a Pnuya, we don't have to worry about it? Why not? Even if she's a Pnuya, there should be a din of Yahar Gwal Yavar, Al Sabizrayu. Now again, the Rambam doesn't hold maybe from Abizrayu, but it'll be a kasha according to these Rishonim if they held like the Rambam. So it's a raya to what we said before. Because what did we say the pshat over here in Abizrayu and the Rambam is? If this lady is a Gili Arayistic, a lady, that means she's a lady that there's an Isser from Gili Arayis, an Isser chorus in this lady. So then any Isser that goes under the umbrella of this lady is part of the Gili Arayis, and therefore you can't, there's din of Yahar Gal Yahavar. But a Pnuya, the Gemara's Kasha is, the most a Pnuya is there's a lav of Lysia Kadesha. Oh, but she's not an Erva. If she's not an Erva, so there's no Gilui Arayis. If there's no Gilui Arayis, there's not going to be any din of Abizrayu with the Gilui Arayis. I think that's the teretz to this kasha. So the Gemara answers, Mishum B'kam Mishpocha. Rashi says, Shaboishim B'dovah. Question is, because of a busha, because you'll get embarrassed, is that going to be a reason that the person has to die? This person has to die because they'll get embarrassed. So the Chochma Shloima, Rav Shloima Klugin, Chayshim Mishpat Simen, Tav Chavav, says a huge chiddush atzum, an unbelievable chiddush he has from this sugya. He says, there's a halacha we know when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, that if you're, it's Einel Lefi Chvoida, your person's not Mechuyiv Hashavas Aveda. Pam V'salam Tameham. So he says, Hatzolos the Foshes, he learns it from the Gemara over there, is like Hashavas Aveda. You're giving back the person. You have to give back his person, his mom, and then you for sure have to give him back his nefesh. The Gemara makes a kavah chaymer. I ain't give him an olive. So he says, just like there's a p'tur of Einu Lufi Chvoidoi by Hashavas Aveda, by Atzolos Nefoshes, there's a p'tur of Einu Lufi Chvoidoi. So if the only way to be matzel somebody is, let's say, a person has to do an act that he would never do. It's Einu Lufi Chvoidoi to do such an act. It patters him from being matzel somebody else's nefesh. That's his chiddush atzum. Of course, all the Gdoyle Achroinim are very upset with him. But what's his rai? His rai from now so here. What does it mean, Boishim Bedover? It's an embarrassment. It's a pasnish. It's embarrassing. That's a reason that this, not to be matzel, this person's nefesh? The answer is, Shteito in the Gemara. It says in this Gemara that, yeah, when it's an embarrassment, that I'm not mechuyev to give up, to be matzel somebody else's nefesh. Now, the Kleichemda has an Arichas in Pashas Kiseitze, Chav Beis Aleph, and he says, no. He says, it's not the pshat in the Gemara over here. This is not a bizoyan. Let's say you got to jump into the water to save someone who's drowning, so you have to take off your clothes. So if you're a chashra person, you take off your clothes. That's a momentary bizoyan that is finished as soon as the act of saving this person is done. It's over with.
So for that, of course, a person can't say, no, I'm not going to take off my clothes. Take off your clothes. Go save the person. Afterwards, you put on the clothes, you'll be a hero. But over here, if this woman is going to be made to be, let's say, Tam in the front of Aruma, this is something that 50 years later, people will talk, oh, this is a daughter and Enikel of this person that once had to be Tam in the front of Aruma. So it's going to be a bizoyin for the mishpacha that is for future generations. They're not mechuyev and hatzol of this person. So therefore, that's the inyan over here of Pgam mishpacha. According to what we said before, you can say, Stam al Gemara is a whole different Gemara. This person brought himself through his tithe for the Aveira into a matzah of Pikuach Nefesh. So in that case, maybe the halach is, you're not mechuyev to be mevater on Yabusha to save such a person who brought himself into an Aveira. But if somebody was taka sick and the only way to be merapim is undergoing such a busha, even if it's a busha, but the Chacham will tell you, you have to do it to save a person. And everybody will talk about you as a hero afterwards. To end this perek on a very uplifting note, who is this person, this Odom Echad Shenosav Einav Isha Achas? So in the Chidah, in the Pesach Einayim, he tells us that if you look at Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, at the end of the perek of Zeb Boyer, there's a Rashi, and Rashi says, Matzasi b'sefer agoda shehoya mar ukva bal tshuva. Mar ukva was a bal tshuva, shenosan eina b'isha achas ve'lo libatina. Zok the Chidah, this is our Gemara. So Mar Ukva was the one from our Gemara that was Nasan Eina Bishach Libutina. Venafa Bakhili, the Ashes Ish Haisa, Liyamim Nitz. What happened? The guy was laying in the hospital bed, sick. They didn't allow him to do anything with this lady. What happened? The Rabbi Shalom was Mizamin. This Isha Nitzrakolavas Bimenu, she needed Alva from him. And now she had no choice. She snuck herself in and she was going to be Nisratzisloy. And at the last minute, the Kovash Yitzro Potro Lisholoim Vinisrape. So because he was Kovash as Yitzro at the last second, he got healed. Kori lei Rav Nosson Tzitzitza b'masech de Shabbos al shem ha'or shahoya zireach olam. There was a shine that came from Hashemayim, an or probably from the or agonis that was doylik b'roishoy, because he was able to be kovish as yetzer, and that's where he had his refuah. So now we are starting the parak of Elohein Anisrofin, and we talk about the first thing we talk about. Rashi talks about bitei manu sosoy. It's not your daughter from your wife. It's a daughter you have from a Maisa Oynes. So the Sanhedrin Tana has a very, very interesting shaila over here. It says, how could you be chayiv Misa on your daughter Me'anusa? The Gemara says in Chulin, on Daf Yud Aleph, how do we know we go Basarayv? So the Gemara says, since it says, Maka over the Imoy Mois Yumos, the Dilma Lav of he, they didn't have DNA then. So the Gemara says, because we go basarayv, because a woman is married to her husband, so rayv be'ilus achar abal, and that's how we know that it's his father. So now we have to ask unbelievable kasha. This person's not married. He did a one-time be'il with this lady. So how do we know he's the father? Maybe there's no rayv be'ilus achar abal. Maybe this lady, just like she had be'il with him, she had be'il with somebody else, and therefore it's not his daughter. So how could you give him sreifa for bitei manu sasei? What's the raya that it's his daughter? Unbelievable kasha. So the Sanhedrin Tana says like this. It's brilliant. He says, if you look at Taisus over there in Chulin, Taisus says, the Gemara could have said, you know how we know that it's his daughter if he's living with his wife? Because his wife has a cheskes tzadekes. So this cheskes kashrus. So she wouldn't have had bia. She's an ashes ish. She wouldn't have had bia with somebody else. So that's how we know it's his daughter. So the Marsha says, so why does the Gemara, what's Taka the Raya, they go Basarayv? It's Akasha, what's the Raya? So the Marsha says, because Cheskes Tzadekes doesn't help you. Because maybe somebody was Ma'aneser. So if somebody was Ma'aneser, she's a Tzadekes, but he's not his father. That person is his father. So we have to say, Roy Bila Sacharabal, and that's the Raya that we go Basarayv. Fine. Now Tyson Ksuba says, that there's a roiv, that roiv bias, if we didn't hear a call, roiv bias a baratzen. If an isha had a bia, and we don't know whether that bia was ba'inis or was baratzen, there's a roiv that it's baratzen. Why? Because ainsa yesh lakol. We would know about it. Makes a tumul, an oinus makes a tumul. So now that we know we go basa roiv, so the marsha, so let's make the cheshbon over here according to the marsha. The only reason we have a, we need to come on to roiv bilus achrabal because you don't have a cheskes sadekis, because maybe somebody was ma'aniser. But now that we know we go basa roiv, so now we do have a cheskes sadekis, because since we didn't hear about the fact that there was an oinus, so roiv would be roiv if she did have a bia and we didn't hear about it, it was baratzen, and there you have a cheskes sadekis. So now at the in the maskana that we do say roiv bilus achrabal, now you could be machshu with cheskes sadekis also. So now we come back to our case, and we say, what's the kash over here? This person was ma'anis, this lady, right? What's the question? Maybe she had another bia, and if she had another, but she's a, there's a cheskes sadekis. Why would she have a bia with anybody else? Why would she think she had a bia with anybody else? What does the marsha say? But maybe somebody else was ma'aniser, just like he was ma'aniser. We didn't hear about a kol, and now that we know we go bus a roiv, so we say there's a roiv that if we would have, it would have been a bia ba'oinis, we would have heard about it. So roiv bia sabaratzin, and since there's a cheskes sadekis, that's why we know it's his daughter. So Zokta Sanhedrin Tana Kun to that cheshbon comes out an unbelievable chiddush that only bita imeyanu sosai do you get sreifa, because when it's bita imeyanu sosai, her cheskes tzadekis is intact, and therefore there's no reason to assume that she had a bia from anybody else. And if it would have been ba'inis, we would have heard about it. So therefore, there's no reason to be choishish. But if she was bita imenu futosai, in that case, just like she was nisratze to him, mefutase means he seduced her, he talked her into it. Just like he talked her into it, somebody else could have talked her into it. So therefore, you don't have any more a cheskes sadekis. If you don't have any cheskes sadekis, because it's there's a reisa, because he talked her into it, so therefore, you don't have roi bilas achabal. So he says, by bite mefutase, there will be no chiyuv sreifa. Now, the only kasha I have on him is Rashi on the top of Amud Beis. If you look at Ayin Hei Amud Beis, in Rashi, state Mufurish, it says clearly that so Rashi says clearly that there is an Ashara on Bita Mufutosoi. So I don't know what the Sanhedrin Tana is going to do with that Rashi. And there is another ha'or over here on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says one of the cases of Sreifa is Bas Koyin, right? Eloin and Esrofin, one of them is Bas Koyin Shezintza. So a daughter of a Koyin Shezintza gets Sreifa. Oh, Machloikis in the Gemara we had before. Let's talk about a Bas Koyin who's an Esua. And then she gets Sreifa. Regular Bas Yisrael gets Chenek. And she gets Sreifa. She's Mochama, YSAV, Machalelis. She was Machal, the institution of Kahuna. So I saw in the Brichas Avram Ha'ara, he asks like this. We know that when it comes to a Kohen, how do we know that somebody is a Kohen? So the Rambam in Perek Chaf Hilchas Yisuri Biya, he says, Ezu Kohen the Yuchis, Ze Shehidu Lai Shnei Edim, Shu Kohen Ben Ploini HaKohen, U Ploini Ben Ploini HaKohen, Ad Ish Shein Et Sorach Bedika, Vuhu HaKohen Sheshim Mishal Gami Mizbeach. So a kohen miyuchis is somebody who we know that him or Zayda was mishamish al gabi amizbeach, because that we know they only were checked into the yichus, they only let kohanim yuchasim do the avoid in the mizbeach. And the Rambam says that the kol kohanim shebizman hazeh b'chazokeim kohanim. Oh, but that's only because it's the Ge'edin and Drabon, and they eat Kachi Agvul, Chumashel Devrayim. So therefore, we allow it. But when it comes to being Dinei Atoira, you need to have Eidus that the person is a Koyin Miyuchas. So now we can clear an interesting Shaila. It says a Bas Koyin, so we have the father's a Koyin, and his daughter goes ahead, and Chalila has Nus, and now we want to give her Sreifa. So she says, one second, how do you know my father's a Koyin? Did you check into his yichus? Were you baidik? Is there a halacha before when we have the din taira on this girl, we also have to have a din taira on the father? And we have to be miyak, because we're talking about sreif over here. We're not talking about eating dine drabon over here. We're talking about dine derais over here. So are we going to be able to give the girl Sreifa based on the fact that the father's a cheskes kohen, or now do we have to be miyachas the father till the Mizbeach. Loi shamanu, we don't find any Gemaras that they talk about it. We have to, now let's go, now let's have a whole entire about the father. So that's the Birchas Avraham's Ha'ara. But I'm thinking, Efsher, the Pshat is Taka. If the Kohen, the Din Torah is on the Kohen, is the Kohen, does he have a Din Kohen, Lagabi Avoido, Lagabi Halachas Minat Torah? So then we have to know, we have to check into the Yichas of the Kohen. But over here, the Din Torah is not about the Kohen. The Din Torah is the girl. The girl didn't act, and she's Mechuyav Misa for the act. The question is, what the Chaimer is? So we say, since your father is Becheskas Kohen, and everybody is machzik, this person is a Kohen, what you did was a chilul to the kahuna of that everybody was machzik, the father. So the status quo of the father is that he's a Kohen, and we're not clearing on the father over here, we're clearing on the girl. So therefore, the din of us, Aviyei Machalelis, maybe is not going to be mechayiv us to go find Edus to be miyachis the father.
So the Mishnah continues, Yesh bechlal isha ubita, bita bas bita bas binoi, bas ishte bas bita bas binoi, chamoy seim chamoy seim chamoy. It's a peculiar Loshna Mishnah. Rashi says, it says isha ubita mefurish in the Torah, which means chamoy soy. That's where it says, Sreifa ik ish ki ikach es ish isha ves ima zima hi be'esh yisroifu oisoy ve'esen. That's where it says Sreifa mefurish. The Yesh Bechlolon means we learn out everything else in the Mishnah that's Bitei Bas Benoi, Bas Ishtei Bas Bita Bas Beno, all from the Sreifa of Chamoisei. I mean, we have a lot of times in Shas where we learn out Gzeri Shavas, since when do we say Yesh Bechlolon, it's Nichlal in the Sreifa, everything else. There's a Gzeri Shavas, there's a Gzeri Shavas. It's a funny Loshna Mishnah.
So, what it would seem over here is that Rabbi Yeruchim Perlau in the Hagois, in the Sefer HaMitzvos Rav Sadia Goyin, he says like this. He says, since the Torah says, the ish asher yikach es isha ves ima. So the Torah doesn't say, ish asher yikach es chisantai b'esh yisroifu, which would mean the directly a shviger, taking a shviger is b'esh yisroifu. It's isha ves ima. So what we're learning out from over here is that there are other women that the erva is also a relationship of isha ve'ima. So the gzeres shava of zima teaches us that included in isha ve'ima is also your wife's daughter and your wife's daughter's daughter. Why? Because that's also isha ve'ima. The question is, one case, your wife is the ima and the erva is your wife's daughter. In one case, your wife is the isha and your wife's mother is the erva. So that's the yesh bechlal, isha ubita, bitay ubas bitay. And that answers, he says, Rav Sadia Goyin is moina in his minyan mitzvahs, everything that it says in the Mishnah, that it's besreifa, bitay, bas benoi. Now the sheet of Rav Sadia Goyin is that anything that's not mufurish in the Torah, he's not minor. And these things are not mufurish in the Torah, these things are gzeir shava, except for chamoisai, and maybe aim chamoisai according to Rabbi Akiva, but they're not mufurish in the Torah, but according to what he's saying is good, because since you learn out from the gzeir shava of zima, the gzeir shava tells us that it's all part of isha v'ima. So it comes out in the, it is mufurish in the Torah, isha v'ima is mufurish in the Torah. The Aruch HaNer says the same thing, and he actually learns it out from the Loshna Gemara. When we start the Gemara says, "Ein li minani mili." The Gemara says, "Isha sheikach es isha vesim, ein li eli isha viima, bas isha bas bita bas beno minayin, nemar kan zima, v'nemar lahalan zima. Ma lahalan bito bas bita, u bas beno, afkan bito bas bita, u bas beno." So Aruch HaNer says a very peculiar Loshna. The Gemara should have said, Nemakan zima nemahalan zima, ma lahalan sreifa is afkan sreifa. Why does the Gemara say bitu bas bitu, bitu bas bitu bas beno? Why is the Gemara saying it like that? Dr. Achoner, because the word zima doesn't mean sreifa. The word zima doesn't say sreifa. So what's the gzeirish of? It says zima, zima. So you can't say directly it's a yalfusa, just like over there, the sreifa, over here, the sreifa. Where does it say in the word zima that there's sreifa? So therefore, Dr. Achoner, the limud is that since it says zima by both, and zima includes, just like over there, by going up three generations, your wife's mother and her mother's mother is called, goes into the zima, which is sreifa. So the same thing, you're going down two generations, your wife's daughter and daughter's daughter is also included in the zima that we have by chamoisai. So the Archoner is coming out to the same conclusion that Rabbi Yeruchim Perlau came out with.
So continuing with the Yalfusa of the Gemara, the next Yalfusa of the Gemara is Minayin Lasos on top of Ayin Heyamid Beis, Om Rabbaya, Minayin Lasos Sher Haba Mimenu, Kesher Haba Mimeno. What does that mean? That means, how do I know that his Bitoy Me'anu Sosoy and his Bas Bitoy Me'anu Sosoy, how do I know that there's an Oynish of Sreifa by his own Bitoy Ubas Bitoy? So the Gemara says, Nema kan zima namal haon zima. Freit the Gemara, va besher di de loiksi vebe zima. Amar Rav amali Rab Yitzchok, asya heina heina asya zima zima. So we're learning out that since it says by his own erva, bas pincha I bas pitcha lo isegal ervosan ki ervoscha heina, it says heina, and by isha ubita, by his wife's daughter, it says also shara heina. And over there we know it's Sreifa because it says Zimahi, and we learn out Zimahi from Chamoisai. So that's how we know that Bitoy is also going to be Bitoy, and Bas Bitoy, Me'anusasi, is going to be Sreifa. So there seems to be two ways, distinct ways, on how to learn the Alfus over here in Pshat, and their ramifications from how you learn it. Rashi learns over here by us, Me'ikora Ma'isina La Behena Heina V'hoda B'zima Zima. Since it says Heina here, and it says by Sher Ishtoi Heina, so just like by Ishtoi Zima Imoi, Afkan Zima Imoi, Ubasa Daisin and Zima Lesher Di Dei, Yalfina Basrefa Mi Zima Zima from Chamoisai. So according to Rashi, basically the way it works is the Heina Heina carries over the Zima from Bas Ishtoi to Bitoy. Now that we have the Zima by Bitoy, now we could learn the Zima from Chamoisai. So at the end of the day, we're learning the straight for straight from Chamoisai. Now how do you get Zima by Bitoy? You get it from Bas Ishtoy. So the Marsha already is Ma'ir over here. He says, if you look at Rashi in Yevamos Daf Gimel, Rashi says, you learn it completely different. You learn it simple. Since we're learning over here by Bas Ishtay, we know that Bas Ishtay has a din of Sreifa because of Gzereshav, Zima, Zima, Machamoisai, that we learned in Amin Aleph. So now we learn Sher Abomimen, his own Bitoy. We learn it directly from Sher Dido. We learn it from her. And we say, just like by his wife's daughter, there's a din of Sreifa, since it says Heina Heina, so we learn it out from over there. Finished. So comes out this two nafkaminas between the two pshatim. According to the first pshat, which Rashi says over here, the Heina Heina is not teaching us the Oynish Sreifa. The Heina Heina is just carrying over the word Zima, and we're learning out the Oynish Sreifa from Zima Zima. According to the second pshat, we're learning the Heina Heina is teaching us the Din Sreifa. The other nafkamina is, according to the first pshat, you're learning out the Din Sreifa from the Din Sreifa of Chamoisai. That's how we know the Din Sreifa by Bitoy. And according to the second pshat, you're learning out the Din Sreifa by Sher Dide, which is Bitoy, from the Din Sreifa of Sher Dido. So now, the reason why Rashi over here in our Gemara did not learn Kipshutei, so the Marsha already says, because since the Gemara says, Asya Heina Heina Asya Zima Zima, it's mashma that the Seder HaLimud is first you have the Gzereshav of Heina Heina, and then the Gzereshav of Zima Zima. That works according to Rashi. The Gzereshav of Heina Heina carries over the Zima, and therefore, yet now you learn out Zima Zima from Chamoisai. But if you would learn the other way, according to the second shot,
It's not Asya Heina Asya Zima Zima. It's only Asya Heina Heina. The Zima Zima we already know from Amin Aleph. So L'chayra, that would be a riot. The reason why Rashi learns that pshat over here. You look at Taisvis. Taisvis is also mashma like that, because Taisvis asks Akasha on this Yalfus of Sherabah Mimenu Misherabah Mimenu. Taisvis asks two Pirchas. Taisvis holds it's not a Xerishova Mufnis Mishneit Stodim, so you could ask Pircha. So the Taisvis says, V'yeshloimar, the Kivan, the top Taisvis, Kivan, the Yalif, Maidich, Siv, Behedye, Gabi, Hai, Ki'ilu, Siv, Gabi, Hai, Loishayach, Lakshuye, Midi. L'chayrit, what Taisvis means to say is, it's not, you're not learning out the din that's noyig by Sherabah Mimenu, that it should be by Sherabah Mimenu. That would be the second way, the way Rashi and Yevamos is mashma. No, you look at it like it's ke'ilu, it says Zima, you're just carrying over the word Zima into this parsha. Once you're carrying over the word Zima in this parsha, it's the same as Bas Ishtar, so you can learn them both from Chamoisoi. There's another Muradik Adiyuk from the Taurus Chaim in the Loshna Gemara that seems to point that way. The Taurus Chaim is Medayik, that before in the Gemara, when we were learning out from Chamoisoi, Bita and Bas Bita, the Loshna Gemara was, Ein li ele isha ve'ima, bas isha u bas bita minayin. How do I know? So we have a drasha of zima zima. So you're learning out. Aber the limud from over here, the Gemara says, minayin la sois scharim knikavis. Minayin la sois shera bomimenu, kishera bomimenu. So the Taurus Chaim, its mashu, the Gzeirish Shava, comes and makes them equal. Puts the two on the same plane. That means since it says Heino Heino, we say Sherabo Mimenu and Sherabo Mimenu are the same, and we learn them both out of Chamoisai. Another raya to that pshat. Now, why did the Gemara have, if to all the diukim over here, but why did the Gemara want to learn this way more than the way Rashi Yevamos says? So Orchoner has over here three ways. One is the Taisis that we just saw, because or else you're going to have a Pirka, so you have to learn that it's Ki'ilu Ksiv Gabi Hai. The third way that he says an interesting Svara. He says, if you're going to learn that the way that the Gzeirah Shavu works is, first we're learning out that Bas Bita, Bita, Bas Bita has a Din Sreifa from Chamoisoi. That's Zima Zima. Then we're going to learn out Heina Heina, that Sher Didei, that his own daughter has a Din Sreifa from Bito Bas Bito. It comes out, it's a Lomad Mi Lomad. That's not such a strong limud. By Kachim, you don't learn out and Lomad Mi Lomad. So if we're going to give a we're going to give Bito Sreifa, because you're going to learn it out from Bita, Ervas Isho Bita, and how do you know Ervas Isho Bita have Sreifa? Because you're going to learn out of Chamoy. See, that's Lomad Mi Lomad. And Lomad Mi Lomad is a Shvachra Limud, so therefore we wanted that it should be a direct Limud from Chamoy. Say, how do you have a Limud from Chamoy? Say, you carry over the Zima from Heina. Now, the Erva of Bas Ishtoi, there's a whole discussion in Yevamos, that means you marry a wife, so her daughter becomes also to you als erva. So Taisim Masechtas Yevamos says that even though it says ervas isho bita lisagala, it's mashma that you would say dafka if you had bia with the isha, her daughter becomes an erva. So Taisim, it doesn't mean that. You don't need bia. As long as it was nichnas lechuppah, even if there was no bia, her daughter becomes asa. Why? Because you see that it's not bia that asers her daughter, because Basan Usasi is Muteris Loi, even though there was Bia. It must be the marriage is what Asers. But if you're not, but if there was no Nisuin, so then it's not called She'era. She'er means Nisuin. So Al Yidei the Nisuin comes the relationship of She'eris. That's why you only Yarshin your wife after Nisuin. So therefore, the Iser of Ervas Ish Obita Loi Sagala, since it says Shara Heina, is only by Nisuin, and you do not need Bia, so you need just Nisuin, even though there was no Bia. That is the Shita of Taisvis in Yevamos Daf Gimel, and Taisvis in Yevamos Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. The Shita's Harambam is, in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, Kivan Shekidesh Isha, Nesar Bekroivoseo,
the Gam Bibito is Mufurish and Rambam, that with Kedushin alone, the daughter becomes Aser. So we have a clear Machloikis, Taisvis, and the Rambam. Rambam says, Kedushin is enough to Aser the daughter Alts Erva, and according to Taisvis, it's only Nisuin. So the Pischei Tshuva in Eben Ezer, Simen Tezvav Sivkot Nehei, asks an unbelievable kash on Tosis. The Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin that let's say somebody's Mekadosh and Isha and Abita together, Bevasachas, the Kedushin cannot be Chal, because Kol She'enoi Bezeach or Zeh, Afil Bevasachas Enoi. No, what does it mean you can't be Mekadosh the two together? Because if you're Mekadosh and Isha, her daughter becomes an Erva to you, so there's going to be Leitavsi Kedushin. It's a Chamafurisha Gemara, that by the Kedushin alone, the daughter becomes Aser. So, and then he brings another Raya from a Sechtas Nozah. We won't go into all the Rayas. So what is Taisus going to do with this Gemara? It's a Mufurisha Raya to the Rambam. So Zok the Stipler in Yevamis, a Gevaldi Yechidish, that even according to Taisus, is not going to be, according to Taisus, is not going to be Shver the Pesche Tshuvas Kasha. Because even if you're going to hold, like what does Taisus say? That the Erev of Isha Ubita is only after Nisuin. So the Pischei Tshuva understood that there's going to be a Tfisas Kedushin. Zokta Stipler, no. Because Kedushin is a harbinger for Nisuin. It's Yichud L'Nisuin. What's the inyan of Kedushin? You're Meyachid and Isha, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, Miuchedesli, to make Nisuin. That's what the Yisod of Kedushin is. Like the Rambam explains, the Kedah Matan Torah, a person just lived with a lady and that was his wife. After Matan Torah, the Tzivu, the Torah was Mitzvah, first you make Kedushin and then you live with her. So Kedushin is a Hachana, it's a harbinger for Nisuin. So the Mela, if let's say you have an Isha Ubita that you're not allowed to live with her. If you're not allowed to live with her, she's an Erva to live with her, then she's an Erva that Megabi Tfisas Kedushin. The reason why by Arayis there's no Tfisas Kedushin is because there's no Nisuin in an Erva because you can't live with her. So therefore, there can't be a Tfisas Kedushin. So by Bas Ishtoi, even by Kedushin, you have no Schus Nisuin in such an Isha, so therefore the Kedushin won't be Tfisas. Gvaldi Yechidish.
So the Gemara continues that Amar Abaye Minayin Lasa Shloisha Doros Lamala Kishloisha Doros Lamata. So the Gemara says that you learn out the Azhara of Chamoise and Eim Chamoise. And remember, all it says in that pasuk is Isha Sheyikach as Isha Vesima Zimahi Beishis Rifu. How do I know that there's a lav? Because you need to have a lav in order Ein Oinchem Elokei Masirin. So you carry over the lav from Ervas Isha Ubita Loisagala. So that's how you learn Shloisha Doros Lamala from Shloisha Doros Lamata Lagabi the Lav. Now, we know that the Shitas are, now this is going to be a Hemshek to what we said in the beginning of the Shir. The Rambam is not minor the Lav, any Lav by Chamoisoi. The Rambam only brings the Lav of Ervas Isha Ubita Loisagala. So the Leif Sameach in Sefer HaMitzvahs Shorisheni says that the Rambam Be'etzem is a real problem, because the Rambam says that any time you learn from Gzeir Shav, it's not Min HaTorah, it's only Medivrei Seferim, and you can't be minor in the Issa Torah. So how could you say that over here? We know it's Bechlal and Nisrofim, it must be that it's a Lav Gomer. So the Leif Sameach says that the Rambam learns that the Issa Chamoisoi is included in Ervas Isha Ubita Leisagala. That means that if you look at the Rambam in the Minyan HaLav in Shin Lamed Zayin, the Rambam says, the Lav is, Shetia Achas Mehem Ishtoi V'yibol Acheres. What does it mean, Yibol Acheres? The other one. The other one could mean the mother, or the other one could mean the daughter. So it doesn't matter if it's first the daughter, then the mother, or if it's first the mother, then the daughter. They're both Nichlal and Emubas. And that's how the Rambam learns the Gemara. That's what we said in the beginning of the Sugi, the Lashna Mishnah, Yesh Bechlal Ish Ubita.
Now, if you look at the Ramban al HaTorah in Vayikra Yud Ches Yud Zayin, on the Pasuk of Ervas Ish Ubita, he says that the Tam Iser of Bas Ishtoi and Eim Ishtoi Shove, Shenesru Olav Mishum Kirvosom the Dimyoinom Le Ishtoi. So the Ramban says the reason why both Isurim says the Lashon Zima, Zima is
machsheves avoyim, a bad machshava to think. And when a person is going, a person has a wife, so mother and a daughter are both zimahi, they're both machsheves avoyim, and that's why ishobita includes both. Rashi in Yevamis, in the beginning of Yevamis, Dav Beis, when it says Eim Chamoisei, Loshen Rashi, Kidachsiv, Ervas Ish Ubita, V'yesh Bichlal Ze Chamoisei. What does it mean, Bichlal Ze? Kidemafurish Be'eluayin and Israfit. That's the cap, that encapsulates everything we said in the Shir. That it's not a stomach zeirish shava from Ervas Ish Ubita. It's yesh bechlal ze chamoisai means included in Ish Ubita is going to be the Isser of chamoisai.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.